This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters. Because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Friday to you. We've made it to the end of the first week of April, and weirdly, the weather channels, weather.com, which is what feeds me alerts on my phone for the day's weather. I don't remember signing up for it, but whatever. It sends me these, you know, news stories, weather stories, and it's saying there might be snow showers throughout the morning here in New Bedford and the South Coast. But I'm looking out the studio window here, and it looks like the skies have cleared. Clouds are rolling away, but it is a little chilly, 35. But I was taking a look more at what we can expect for Monday. Monday for the eclipse should be mostly sunny. That's kind of funny, right? Mostly sunny. Well, for a little while, we're going to have 90% totality here. So for a little while, it'll be mostly moony. But the weather for Monday is 60 degrees and mostly sunny. So there's going to be a lot of interest in this eclipse happening in the middle of the day, on a day when we can actually see it. Because how many times have we had these things going on, these celestial events that, sorry, New England, you're either not in the path of being able to see it or it's cloudy. It's raining. But this is going to be one of those times where it might actually work out for us. And so with that in mind, we talked a little bit about how earlier this week, I mentioned Warwick Public Schools in Rhode Island are dismissing students early so that they can go home and watch the eclipse and they can be home during the eclipse so that they're not taking any safety risks, such as having one teacher responsible for 30 students not looking directly into the eclipse. And so I was looking at some other stories. There are schools in Massachusetts that are also taking precautions, handing out eclipse viewers asking parents to warn their students. Asking parents if your child wants to watch it, maybe you want to dismiss them early. Maybe you want to keep them home that day. Making sure that if they are going to be watching it from home, that they know to use proper eye protection. And I saw something the other day on television. There's a lot of places that have eclipse viewers. And a lot of places where you can get them, buy them. Some people are giving them away for free. But some of those could be damaging to your eyes. So from what I saw on television, they said the best way to know if what you have is safe and effective to view the eclipse is hold them up to your eyes now. Put those glasses on now. And if you cannot see any light coming in, then those are effective. If you see any light coming in, don't use them. But here locally, well, there's a couple of schools, one in Milton, but the other locally, the Dighton-Rehoboth School District. This, I thought, was a bold take. They are keeping students in the classroom during the eclipse. DR Superintendent Bill Rooney, I'm assuming it's Rooney, R-U-N-E-Y, says, a lot of our young students are playful and enjoy one another's company. We just don't want to run the risk of someone inadvertently knocking someone's glasses off. So because they're worried about horseplay during the eclipse, they're not going to allow the students to go out and see it. And by the way, you're worried about, what, younger kids? You can't trust that high school age kids can go out and take a look? I'm sure they've been teaching about the eclipse in school. Even if it's not, you know, the primary focus, I'm sure there's some lessons about it, what it's all about and how it all works. And then you're going to say, what? We can sit in the classroom and watch it on TV. I know CNN said they're going to have, you know, wall-to-wall coverage of the eclipse during it. Okay. So you can sit in the classroom and watch that, I guess. Or they can, you know, send a camera person out to beam it back to the rest of the school. And there's going to be a million live streams of it. And by the way, if you're watching it on television, you'll see it in totality because they're going to obviously be beaming you images from the path of totality. But I mean, imagine being a kid in a Dighton-Rehoboth school and finding out all your friends that go to other schools, they're going to go outside and watch the eclipse. But not you. You're going to stay inside. You're going to have a regular school day. You don't get to have anything special. And some people might call in and argue and say, you know, it's not really that big of a deal. But for some of these kids, it may be. It might be the first time they've ever experienced something like this. The first one is always fun. It's a little bit unnerving. But I feel like that's such a cop-out. Well, you know, one kid might knock another kid's eclipse viewer glasses off. So, you know, we don't want to run the risk. So bring in some parent volunteers for the day to keep an eye on the kids, like you do with field day. Treat it like field day. Assuming most schools still have field day. I know my son did when he was in school. I don't understand. A lot of schools are holding off on sports practices until after the eclipse is over. I can understand that. because the time period is, you know, the whole event will last between 2 and 4 p.m. I think the time of, you know, the full eclipse is, I think I saw somewhere it's going to be 4.8 minutes, which is double what the 2017 one was. But you mean to tell me for 4.8 minutes, you can't just keep an eye on kids? And I know it's, you got to wear the eclipse glasses a little bit sooner when you're looking at it and a little bit after, but still, actually, I think you can take them off during totality, but don't quote me on that. And it's not going to be 100% totality here, so I wouldn't do it anyway. And by the way, why is it that you have to wear special glasses? Because normally when you look at the sun, the intensity of the sun keeps you from being able to stare directly at it. So as you try to look at it, your eyes kind of squint away before you've actually looked at it. The corona around the sun kind of blinds you before the actual sun itself would. So you turn away and look. But then when you put on the eclipse glasses, that's covered up. I mean, when you have an eclipse, that's covered up. And so you see, you're looking directly at the body of the sun. And from what I've heard, you'll be able to see coronal ejections too. You know, little like bursty, fiery, flamey things. So, I don't know. Just seems like you're depriving these kids of something pretty special. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Reverend.
How are you?
I'm having a good morning today. What about you?
Well, so far, so good.
But I called in because I'm listening to you on, about these viewers. So where would somebody like me, who doesn't want to pay for anything, could I find one in New Beige?
Not sure. I would say check the library. The library might be giving some away. Trying to think of who else.
The ones that won't hurt your eyes?
Yeah, they're going to give you the real ones. They're not going to give you ones that can do damage.
I have this problem with my eyes already, so I don't want to chance anything dumb like that. But the next time, the internet said the next time we'll have this is like 20 years. And if I live that long, I'll be 92 years old. I'm probably not going to be able to see it at all by then. So this is my only chance.
You'll be out on your walk then.
Yes, but I won't be able to see anything by that point. I don't think I'll be seeing anything. But, I mean, I'll be happy just to be alive at that point, too. But walking might be, I won't see anything, so I'll be banging into things. But really, this is my only chance to see something like this. So I want to see it like everybody else, you know.
Well, I will tell you that you're probably going to go into, you know, stores like convenience stores and, you know, maybe Dollar Trees. They'll have these things by the cash register. It's just, you know, just make sure that if you hold it up to your eyes that you don't see any light, and then that should be good.
Yeah. Dollar Tree, I don't even think I'd want to get it from there. I'd rather get it like from a pharmacy or like the library, like you said. Supposed to be a big deal, huh? This is going to be something like 4 minutes of total darkness. Is that what it said?
Yeah, here it won't be as bad because we're only going to have 90% totality, so there'll still be a little sliver of the sun. But in places that are in the path of totality, which if you wanted to, you could just drive 4 hours and be in the path of totality. But it's a very eerie thing where everything goes dark. You know, you start getting all the nocturnal animals coming out, which is really strange. Like, you know, raccoons start running around in the middle of the day, and it's quite a thing. But as you said,
probably not going to know. Yeah, the animals aren't going to know what to make of it. But my apartment, my window faces the east in the morning. So this is in the afternoon, though. So
between 2 and 4.
Side of the building.
Yeah.
I could go out. Yeah, I could step out on the other side. But
they don't have anything up on the roof that you can go to, do they?
They do have a roof here, but there's a sign right when I get to the top of the stairwell, because I do all the stairs walking up and down. And when I get to the very top, there's a big sign on that wall that says, "No one beyond this point. The roof is only for management." So we can't go up there with and plus even if I got up there, which it is easy to walk up the stairs, you're not going to get in because the door is probably bolted and locked.
Yeah.
They don't want anybody jumping off there. It's bad enough we have them jumping out the windows. You know, it's a sad thing. I don't mean to laugh. But no, I would really like to witness it. I'm going to go in search of this now and see what I can get.
And I would say, you know, if you're willing to take a little bit of a drive, you know, UMass Dartmouth has that observatory. I'm sure that they'll have eclipse viewers going on over there. And there's instructions online of how to make your own. You can make a pinhole viewer and still be able to look at it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do it, but I know there's instructions online.
Well, that's very... I'm worried about the kids, though. Because what about kids that are very young and, like, not even in school? They happen to be near the window, and when this all happens and they look up there, I mean, I hope the parents are being very, vigil watching this kind of thing.
Yeah, I would think so. And I think, you know... Again, don't quote me on this. I'm no scientist. But I think that if you have some diffusion, it's not as bad as if you were outside staring directly into the sun. So if you if you're looking through a window, it kind of diffuses the light a little bit, but I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah. But you're saying if I get up here and put them on and see no light at all, I'm going to be assured that I'm not going to damage anything because, you know, I'm pretty bad right now.
Yep.
I don't want to make it worse. So
from everything I've heard.
See any light.
From everything I've heard, that's the test.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that.
No problem. I hope that you do get a chance to see it.
And one last question. Mm-hmm. What was your last sandwich?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I haven't had a sandwich. The last sandwich I had was probably Monday when I went to Maven's Delicatessen and had that 50-50.
Well, if you can't remember what it was, then that's good because that means you're cutting down on the bread. Hey, that's good.
I ate half the sandwich there and took the other half home, and it's still in the fridge. I haven't finished it. But you know what, Mary? If you're going to indulge in some bread, they make their own homemade rye bread there. Fantastic.
Yeah, I know, but it's still bread.
I know, but if you're gonna have it once in a while, that's the place to go and get some.
Well, if you're having a sandwich only once a week on a Monday, I don't think that's going to do too much damage. But the problem is, what are you going to eat after that the rest of the week? Mashed potatoes and corn. Don't eat corn at least.
No, I made I sautéed up some shrimp and I had two meals out of that.
I eat shrimp.
Well, I don't even remember what I ate the rest of the week.
I haven't had a scallop in a long time. There's a little cob in that, but that's not much. I will eat that. Matter of fact, I'm going to buy some.
Yeah, no, shellfish are even though they do have some carbs, shellfish are considered to be very, very good for people that are eating low-carb diets.
Yeah, I'm going to try some of that, too. How would I cook that, though? Because I've never made any. What kind of shellfish are you talking about now?
Well, any kind. I like to have steamers. So I'll go and buy a bunch of steamers, and I'll just cook those up and eat those.
Well, that's good. I'll try that then.
And then if you want to cook up scallops, those are pretty easy to do. You can just saute those up if you want. Or you know, what I like to do is I like to, put a little oil down in the pan and then, I use spray. I don't use straight oil, but I'll put a little spray down.
Well, I use butter. You can try butter, Mr. Weidberg. You're not going to die.
I just don't like it. I'm not a.
You don't like butter at all? No butter?
I'm not a big butter fan. Yeah. I'll use it like for certain things, but I generally don't use a lot of butter. It's just my own personal.
You're having toast with your eggs and stuff. You don't put butter on your toast?
Sometimes I'll put like a little margarine spread on there, or maybe if I do use butter, I use the Irish butter.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
But then it's not something that I necessarily need.
Yeah, Kerrygold, that's expensive stuff. Kerrygold.
It is, but I use so little of it that it's fine for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. But I would be using butter when I saute my scallops.
Well, then throw some butter in, maybe, and then. But what I like to do is I like to blacken mine a little bit on the outside.
Mmm, crispy and crunchy. Mmm. Mm. And it's going to be only the sea scallops, not them nasty little bass, because they stink. They suck.
If I would do like a seafood scampi, I would use the little ones in that. But generally, I go for the big ones.
Of course. Nice and juicy. You know something? I got to have it today. We talk about it, and now I have to go get it.
Well, we got plenty of places around here to get them, that's for sure.
Yes, I know. Oh, yes.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Weisberg.
You have a good weekend.
Good day.
Take care.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
I want to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right. Well, we can take more of your calls coming up. We can also take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Hopefully you have the app downloaded already. It is free, thanks to our friends at South Coast Towing. And you want to keep that handy throughout the course of the day, because beginning at 8 a.m., we will have your chance to win cash. We're going to have 10 codes, one code every hour throughout the day, from 8 p.m. through the 5 p.m. hour. And when you hear those codes, just go to your WBSM app or to WBSM.com. Click on Win Cash. And then when you go into that, you can enter in the code each hour. So it's a different code each hour. So you just go in, you enter that in, and then you are automatically entered to win $100. And each one of those entries gets you entered to win the grand prize of $30,000. So it's your chance to win cash on WBSM, brought to you by our friends at Architect Managed IT Services. And I did have someone who I helped yesterday. They called and asked for some assistance in finding where to put in those codes. So in case you haven't scrolled all the way down, when you first get into the win cash option on the app, when you start scrolling down, you'll see things like follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all that stuff. Those are all extra entries that if you haven't done those things, you can earn extra entries by doing that. But then keep scrolling down and then you'll find the daily codes each day. They only have the codes active. The only boxes active are the ones for today. The rest are all blocked off and they open up each day. And then the old ones disappear. So you'll always find the latest day right there. So again, that'll start at 8 a.m. It's your chance to win cash on WBSM, brought to you by Architect Managed IT Services. Now, though, it's time to go into the news and get an update on all the headlines of the day from Ariel Dorsey.
President Biden pleads for a ceasefire, a Jersey man sentenced for hate crimes after a New York attack, and a request to drop a concert lawsuit.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday during a phone call that he wants an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Biden said it's essential to stabilize the humanitarian situation, and he urged the prime minister to conclude a deal to bring the hostages home. New York Democratic Attorney General is asking an appeals court to make the company providing former President Donald Trump his $175 million bond to prove it actually has the money. If the court agrees, Trump will have 10 days to prove the company is solvent. After attacking a Muslim man in New York City, a New Jersey man will be sentenced next month for hate crimes. The man pulled a knife on the victim on New Year's Eve 2022 while making racist and anti-Muslim remarks, causing serious injuries that required surgery. Forecasters are predicting the upcoming hurricane season will be extremely active. Researchers at Colorado State University are calling for 23 named storms and 11 hurricanes, and five of them could be major storms of Category 3 or higher. A NASA employee is out on bond following his arrest on 6 counts of sexual assault. The Harris County, Texas DA's office says 37-year-old Eric Sim is accused of committing the assaults between 2019 and 2022 at his townhouse east of downtown Houston. The judge in the trial of Brian Koberger is not happy about a survey of residents that was conducted by Koberger's attorney. Koberger is accused of murdering 4 University of Idaho students. The judge says the questions in the survey weren't accurate about the case and could prejudice potential jurors. And Madonna's lawyers are asking a judge to throw out a lawsuit against the pop star for starting a concert 2 hours late. The lawyers on Thursday said Madonna's shows rarely start on time and that the plaintiffs didn't suffer any clear injuries.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics took the win last night against the Thunders. Tonight, they play the Sacramento Kings at 7:30. The Red Sox will play the Los Angeles Angels tonight, and the Bruins will host the Florida Panthers tomorrow afternoon.
Now, your ABC6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Friday morning, everybody, with a temperature in the mid-30s, partly cloudy skies. Gusty winds up to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, mid-40s. The wind very light out of the west, or just a tad breezy up to 15 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, the clouds will continue to dominate upper 30s, a slight chance of rain. For tomorrow, clouds first part of the day, rain in the afternoon, mid-40s. Be sure to watch ABC6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Ariel Dorsey for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
There's a blood that's flowing through the feeling, with a knife to open up the sky's veins. Some things will never change. They stand there looking backwards, half unconscious from the pain. They may seem rearranged. In the backwater swirling, there is something that'll never change. And when I should have been done a long time.
And in that song, the Meat Puppets say, when I wake up in the morning to feel the sunshine on my face, I'm having it blow direct, sun, having it shine directly in my face. Had to get up there and pull down the shades. 508-996-0500, which I'm not complaining about. We want more of that sun. Not bad in Oak Bluff sent in an app chat message. Says, good morning, Tim. Please tell Mary that she needs to try Nantucket Bay scallops. They are delicious. They are Martha's Vineyard Bay scallops. Getting that glare off the sun and I can't see my screen. There are Martha's Vineyard Bay scallops, but the Nantuckets are a bit sweeter. There we go. I think I got it out there. So thank you for that. Not bad. So there you go, Mary. Try the Nantucket Bay scallops. And I'm sure if you go into, you know, a fish market around here and ask, they'll be able to tell you the difference. So I think that when it comes to the eclipse viewing, there's going to be a lot of people who say, not a big deal. I don't care. And that's fine. If you don't care, that's fine. Don't step on the people who are excited about it. Don't step on their fun. Don't step on their good time because you don't think that it's a big deal. This happens so often now, and it happens because, you know, in the social media age, it's easy to make a drive-by comment on someone's post that is just a total jerk thing to say, and then you never see the reaction to it. You don't go back and check. So what do you care? But I've learned over time, because I used to be that person. I used to be the person that would stomp on someone else's joy. People that would post things like, I can't wait for the, you know, for next week when you're supposed to be able to see the Aurora Borealis here. And I always would respond, yeah, except you won't be able to see it here because it'll be cloudy. Like, no, just let them be excited. Just let them have it. I used to argue with everybody that would get post about how excited they were because we were going to get a big snowstorm. Oh, I'm so excited. We're going to get up to 2 feet of snow. I love it. I'm so excited. And I would go underneath and comment and be like, yeah, you're excited because you probably get to stay home the whole time. The rest of us that got to go out and drive in it aren't so excited. You're probably excited because someone else comes and shovels your driveway or plows you out. Those of us who are going to be out there with the shovel, we're not so excited. Snow is the worst. But then I was like, you know what? Let them be happy about something. It's not like they were posting it to ruin my misery over it. So why does my misery have to ruin their happiness over it? And I'd say the same thing for the eclipse. If you don't care, you don't need to announce that you don't care on someone else's excited post. But also, if you are excited about it, you know, temper that excitement a little bit. You know, we don't need 400 posts about the eclipse. We don't need you to post every photo that you take of the eclipse. Oh my God, wait until Monday. Wait until your timeline fills up on Monday with all those photos and videos. Wait until you're looking at it and you're like, okay, all right, what's happening here? It'll be nice to watch after the fact when you can put it on, you know, 4X speed and it happens a little faster. But it was like when they demolished the Brayton Point Towers. Every local news channel, and, you know, we're guilty too, but everybody was down there filming and the videos were like, you know, an hour of the camera just sitting there pointing at the towers for 10 seconds of them coming down. Like, couldn't you just wait until it actually started to do the live stream? Like every space shuttle launch, T-minus 2 hours, 14 minutes, 38 seconds. Oh, really? We're just going to watch people walking back and forth. And then what happens? Like, you get to like the final 3 minutes and that's when everything starts to start up and it gets exciting. But I guess other people need different levels of anticipation than I do. I'm what they call the MTV generation, where we're used to quick cuts, fast edits, and getting everything we want immediately. So don't show me 2 hours of the eclipse getting ready. Just show me when the moon passes in front of the sun or the sun passes by, whatever it is that happens. Just show me that part. Let me put on, hold on, wait a minute. Don't happen yet. I got to put on my eclipse viewers. Again, thanks, T-Mobile. I tested those yesterday. I said, let me make sure that I can't see any light. So I took the little eclipse viewer portion, because it's just sunglasses in a bag and then something that you clip on the front. I was like, let me take that part you clip on and outside and see if I can see any light. And I did. And I was like, but it's also raining, so it's not the same as if there was sunlight in my face. I should go get them right now and put them on because the sun is still in my face. I'm going to do that and I'm going to take a break. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments. To make a difference, if you would like to help out some local students, well, Tremblay Bus Company is looking for you. Tremblay Bus Company is looking for school bus drivers, they are looking for bus monitors, and they are looking for bus drivers. It's a great job for retirees, for stay-at-home parents, or for anyone looking to earn great pay while supporting local students. And if you get involved now, you've got plenty of time to get all the training that you need in order to be ready for the start of the next school year. And I'm sure they'll be able to use you before then too, but if you're worried because you don't have your CDL, well, that's not anything to worry about, because if you are willing to learn, they are willing to train you. Take advantage of that opportunity, because having your CDL opens up a world of possibilities for you. But of course, the best part is using it as a Tremblay Bus Company driver to help local students. If you want to find out more, if you want to take part, all you have to do is go to tbcbus.com, TBC for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com, and you can join Tremblay Bus Company today. And speaking of kids going to school, as I mentioned, Warwick, Rhode Island, they said, you know what? We're going to send the kids home early. And other schools are saying, we're going to let the kids outside and have them watch the eclipse. One school, at least locally, Dighton-Rehoboth, has said, nope, we're keeping kids in the classroom during the eclipse. If you know what your child's school is doing, give me a call, 508-996-0500. Shoot me an app chat message on the WBSM app. Send me an email, tim@wbsm.com. Let me know what your child's school is doing, because I'm interested. I'm interested in finding out how schools plan on handling this. Because while it's not a once-in-a-lifetime thing necessarily, you don't know what's going to happen in 20 years. You don't know what the path of the solar eclipse will actually be that comes down the line. You don't know what the weather conditions are going to be like that particular day here in New England. And certainly in Massachusetts and on the south coast of Massachusetts, we're at 90, we'll be at 90% totality on a day that'll be mostly sunny and you'll actually be able to see it. On an April day, there's a lot of things that had to line up for that to be the case. And 20 years from now, it might be completely different. So if you have the opportunity now, why not go outside and watch it? And also, a lot of parents, I've seen many parents commenting on social media that they are actually taking their kid out of school that day. And they are, see, if this was just a week later, it wouldn't be a big deal, right? Because it would be school vacation week. Why couldn't you work more with our schedule, sun and moon? But anyway, a lot of parents are saying, I'm going to take my kid out of school that day, and we're actually going to drive to where there will be 100% totality. From the South Coast, it's about a four and a half hour drive to get to that point. Is it worth it for you? Is it worth it for you to take the day off of work and take the kids out of school? Is it worth it for you to drive a total of 8 or 9 hours? Thank you. Somebody already sent me some information about the eclipse. With New Bedford schools. So, and I'll take a look at that coming up during the next break. But is it worth it for you? Is that, you know, I'm a geek about this stuff. I had a telescope in the backyard. I had, you know, all of the apps for finding things in the sky. But then when I realized I couldn't see most of it most of the time because of the weather, I kind of lost interest. But when my son was little, we would go out there. I'd say, okay, you can stay up till midnight tonight. We're going to go out there. We're going to look. But then just weather and circumstances made it so that most of the time we didn't get to see anything and we stopped paying attention. Now there's a meteor shower. I totally forget about it. And most of the time now I've got to be in bed. But are you going to take the time to drive to, I don't know what, Vermont or wherever you can go to see it in totality? 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my final break of this hour. We'll be right back. And we have just a few moments remaining before we will go into the newsroom. When we come back on the other side, more of your phone calls at 508-996-0500. We can talk more about eclipse plans, but in reading over that email that was sent, forwarded to me from the New Bedford schools to the school community regarding the eclipse, it kind of dawned on me that because of the timing of the eclipse, that might be, kind of handcuffing schools a little bit in terms of what they can do. Because, yeah, it's going to start around 2 p.m., but totality around here, well, as much as we're going to get 90, 95%, whatever we get, it's going to be around 3:30. So kids are already getting dismissed. So what are you going to do then when the kids are on the bus and there's really nobody supervising them except the bus driver who's trying to watch the road, when there's going to be people who are driving like dopes during the eclipse because, oh, I got dark all of a sudden. What's going on? I'm not going to turn my lights on. So I don't know, that timing aspect of it might be part of school's planning too. Anyway, you want to get your weekend started off on a high note? You want to get your weekend started off with something delicious? Stop by Just Another Phoenix, whether it be this morning or whether you go Saturday or Sunday. Just Another Phoenix on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth is a delicious way to start your day because you can get some of the best breakfast around. Home fries that can't be beat, cheese rolls that I would put on par with anybody's, and stuffed with whatever you want in them, not just cheese or cheese and linguica. They can put anything you want in that cheese roll. Fantastic omelets, creative pancakes and waffles and all kinds of stuff that they come up with, whether it be on their regular menu or on their daily specials. So stop by Just Another Phoenix and see what they've got cooking up. You can also get their menu by going to, or you know, all their specials by going to their Facebook page. And then when you get to Just Another Phoenix, if you don't have time to sit down and have breakfast, that's okay. They still want you to start the day right. You can get their entire menu through their drive-through window. Couldn't be any easier than that. So check out Just Another Phoenix, located on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth, and have yourself something delicious today.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.